I told her Sarah had to be her designated friend today, so so she's sitting with Sarah. But please come and greet her and introduce yourself and do that repeatedly, because there's a whole bunch of y'all to get to know, and that will be great for her. Shannon would like to talk about Family Promise just a minute. Thank you, Shannon. And our music dude, Jim, wants to say something. So I've already forgotten. What was that date?
February the 11th. Near Valentine's Day.
There are lots of important announcements in your Go and Serve. I encourage you to read those. Sarah. Sarah, we're a church.
Yes.
And if a bird comes and starts knocking on your windows, we presume it's the Holy Spirit, not a carrier pigeon.
So if
Finally, today is Baptism of Our Lord Sunday. And what that means is that we are offering the imposition of water as a way of remembering your baptism. You'll see that in the bulletin as you go through. And when we get to that part, the ushers are not going to guide you. Just come as you feel led to come. Let us prepare for our worship.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for these sisters and brothers whom you have made your own by water and the word in baptism. You have called them to yourself, enlightened them with the gifts of your Spirit, and nourished them in the community of faith. Uphold your servants in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God?
I renounce sin.
Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God?
I renounce sin.
Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God?
I renounce sin.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord.
By the Holy Spirit,
born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body,
and the life everlasting. Amen. You have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? People of God, do you promise to support and pray for one another in your life in Christ? Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give us new birth, cleanse us from sin, and raise us to eternal life. Stir up in your people the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Child of God, have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever.
us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, our Father, at the baptism of Jesus, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized into Christ faithful to their calling to be your daughters and sons, and empower us all with your Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says the Lord God, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. The word of the Lord. A reading from Acts. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. all the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the third chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so for now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you,
O Christ. My first job was working in an orange juice factory, but I got canned because I just couldn't concentrate. I'm sorry. And I have to tell you, it doesn't get any better. Then I worked in the woods as a lumberjack, but I just couldn't hack it, so they gave me the axe. After that, I tried to be a tailor, but I just wasn't suited for it. Mainly because it was a so-so job. Next, I tried working in a muffler factory, but it was exhausting. I wanted to be a barber, but I just couldn't cut it. You keep thinking I'm going to run out of these, don't you? My best job was being a musician, but then I found out I wasn't noteworthy. I became a professional fisherman, but discovered that I couldn't live on my net income. Well, there are more, but I'll spare you those. Thanks. I got applause. That's good. Maybe you'll like this one better. A man took his daughter to work with him one day so that she could see his work and how it went. She was excited throughout the day, but on the way home, she seemed a little bit down. Didn't you have a nice time? Her father asked her. Well, it was okay, she responded, but I thought it would be more like a circus. Confused, he asked, What do you mean? And she answered, Well, you said you worked with a bunch of clowns, but I never got to see them. All this talk about jobs and work actually does have a point. You see, today is the day we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. It's a day when we think about his baptism and we think about our own and what it means in our lives. In our baptisms, Christ has made us his own. And because we belong to God, that makes a difference, not just in who we are, but also in what we do. We have a job to do. So what's the job? I want us to think about that for a few minutes. And as I've had you do before, I want you to find a few people near you and talk about that. What is the job description of a Christian? There's even room on the back of your bulletin to write down things you come up with. So find a few people and see what kind of things you would put on a job description for a Christian. Ready? All right, go.
All right, I know that some of you are still working, but some of you have quit. So what kind of things did you come up with? Just go ahead, just call them out.
Love.
Love. Servant.
Worship.
Worship.
Faith.
Faith. Prayer.
Preach and preach and then
use words. What was that, Rachel?
Preach and preach and then use words.
Study the Bible.
Example.
Example. Be an example.
Pastor, we learned on Monday night that everything that's written here in this order of worship that we said earlier is our job.
Everything that we said earlier is our job. All that affirmation of baptism stuff.
That section, right?
Okay. That to live among God's faithful people, to hear God's word and share in the supper. That section.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I heard something over here. To be subversive. Ooh. Be a Samaritan.
Compassion.
All right. You get the idea. Our Old Testament lesson from Isaiah today lists many responsibilities of the job that Jesus had, actually. He's to bring forth justice to the nations. He's to care for the lowly and the weak and to never grow tired of his mission. He is to be a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, sight for the blind and freedom for those who are imprisoned. He is to be the fulfillment of good news for all the people. Now that's some job. And our job? Well, as you know, we've already talked about that just a bit. But maybe we could say it this way. We are called to be faithful. Think about that word. Faithful. Steadfast in our faith. Loyal to God in all things. Living out the grace we have received from God. Or maybe, like the service of baptism does, we could say it this way. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Today, with wet foreheads, know this. Jesus loves you. You're hired. Amen. with the whole people of God in Christ Jesus. Let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of all grace, in the darkness of our world, you shine your light. In Jesus' baptism, you have revealed him as your Son sent to save. Shine your light in the darkest corners of our world, Lord God. In our baptisms, you have made us your own. May we reflect your light through our words and deeds. Lord, in your mercy, we thank you, loving Savior, for your comforting presence in our lives. We have had another week where violence has erupted and everything seems so out of control. Ease the tensions among us and give us your peace. Be with the poor, the sick, and those in any need. Bless all your people, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, we thank you now, O Lord, for your grace. Wash us clean from our sin and call us anew to you. May we walk wet through each of our days, remembering our baptisms, whose we are, and to follow your way of service and love. Lord, in your mercy, God of sending, from his baptism, Jesus began his mission to save us. As we remember our baptisms this day, send us anew into the world with your message of love. Give us zeal and commitment, energy and passion to share both your word, both in word and deed, the good news of your grace. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
Let's pray. Merciful God, receive the gifts we bring, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Through this meal, unite us as your body, shining with the light of your justice and mercy. For the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give, it is right to, well, let's try that again. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
He was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
forever and ever.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. O morning star, fair and bright, you have refreshed us again with heavenly food. You are our dearest treasure. Go with us now, today, tomorrow, every day, that we tell the story of your never-ending love and sing your praise both now and forever.
Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
just said she couldn't be at something like that, but I didn't know why.
Bronchitis and
sinus. She gets that bad.
Yeah.
About every winter. So,
yeah, she can.
I had to go get undressed.
I know.
This is okay.